Blog Talk.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
All right.
I'll just
here
go
we
ahead
go.
And say hello. We'll just skip the music and welcome everyone. Is that okay? Good. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for holding on. We were just having some technical difficulties getting all together, but we're here now. And welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, November 4th, 2015, and we have such a fun show tonight. Just a little logistics before we get started with our main part of the program. Let's make sure
while you
everybody...
do that, Meg, can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes,
hi,
I can.
It's Catherine. Okay, I'm going to call into the start meeting line and get everybody on
super.
That line, and I'll be right back.
Okay, great. Okay,
all
super.
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So while we talk about the start meeting, there are some people who would rather listen on their phone than on the internet. So let me give you that start meeting number, and you can call in on your phone and listen on that way as in addition to the Blog Talk program. So this is the number you call, 701-801-1220, and then they'll prompt you for a meeting ID number, and you enter 856-768-151 and pound, and you'll be able to listen right in. And they do save a couple of archives, two or three shows, so you can also go back and listen to those. For anybody who is not receiving our New Earth Times newsletter, which is our direct communication newspaper with the Company of Heaven and all of our team, go to Dr. Catherine May's website, whoneedslight.org, and hit the sign up button at the very top and enter your email, and you'll be able to stay up to date on all the information that we're getting from our Across the Rainbow Bridge with our Company of Heaven, as well as all of our boots on the ground. And we also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light? We also post all the messages there. We're also posting some fun pictures of the ships around the world, so that's a fun place to also go online to see some of the pictures we're all getting from there. And did I hear Catherine join us?
Yes, I'm back. Hi.
Okay, wonderful. So
we have our other line.
Good. So now we're all connected, so that's terrific. Well, we've got a fun show. We've got Sananda, Mother God, and Ashtar, I believe, is here, along with Catherine and Christine in her heart. And I'm Meg, your co-host for tonight. And my Facebook page is Wisdom Within -MegDavis for those of you who have any health questions and want to just keep up to date with our ascension in regards to our body that we're turning into a light body on the ground. You can also go to the Facebook page and get some information about that. Well, that's it. And with that, we'll join all together and
the recording
say hello to Catherine
has started.
And get started with our great program tonight. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Well, hi, everybody. Sorry about the delay. I am here with Christine. She's not feeling too well today. We're both a little frazzled. It's been a long week. We'll explain. But we're happy to be here. And yes, Ashtar said he would like to come and talk to us. And Sananda and Mother God will be here. And we'll just see. I haven't talked to them yet about what they want to discuss, but there's so much happening this week. I'll just give a little background so people will know what's been happening. If everybody heard the Blog Talk show, the extra show we did last week with Stanley, you know that there's some pretty exciting stuff happening. Stanley told us about his having been with the cabal, about his having gotten free. And when he did, he came to us and offered to help. Said he knew a lot about the cabal systems, especially the frequencies, which many of you, if you're sensitive to it, can be hearing it. If you're not hearing it, you're still being bombarded and still causes some pretty negative effects to people. But if, for some people, it just feels like tinnitus in your ears. But I assure you, everybody, there's no such thing as tinnitus. It's the frequencies that are pressing against your all your receivers, your brain, your ears, your bodies, and they've been causing, depending on the current, the frequencies that they're sending out, they're causing pain in your body, flare-up of any old injury you might have had, or there's some that cause terrible nausea. There's some that are really designed to work on your mind so you feel despair or anxiety or confusion. There were some today that were just awful. And Christine is very sensitive to them because that's part of her makeup. But it's also part of her mission right now is to record, document, and feel these frequencies that are coming through. Today was a doozy. So we're pretty fried, you might say. But she feels them even more strongly than I do. So what she was reporting today are the frequencies that were designed to throw everybody off balance, to make you feel disoriented, mental confusion, like volatile emotional responses that you that seem very strange to you. They're not your usual, well, Christine's steady as can be. So she was just at some points even wobbly. So it was a doozy of a day. So I think Ashtar is going to talk about that. And here we are, feeling good, happy to be here, and glad we can report all this, because that's part of it. That's really part of the whole mission right now, is to talk about it, to describe it, to help others get through it, to see what other people are feeling. So this week, I won't go into details, but I can tell you we got many, many requests to speak with us through the Ashtar command. Now, Ashtar clears the people who are coming in, and when they declare that they want to come to the light, this is what we've told them all. You just go to your heart and you concentrate and say to yourself, I want to, Mother and Father, if you are real, I want to come to the light. I want to be free. And as soon as they do that, it sets a whole cascade of events into action. Their teams of angels and guides immediately arrange for them to be met, picked up, and taken to safety. So this is truly a cross-dimensional endeavor. And it requires that people on the ground be willing to follow their nudgings, their intuitions. So they're told, just walk out of the place you're in, just walk out. You'll be protected. Now, I haven't described this in real detail before, so I'm checking with Ashtar to ask him if it's okay to describe. He's nodding. So they just walk out of whatever installation they're in, and they're given protection that's something like cloaking them. And they're sent out to the street or across the field or through the vacant lots or through the forest or wherever they are, and they're met by what we're calling the Underground Railroad. So there really is still an Underground Railroad. It's working now. There are tremendous organizations across the globe who are taking part in this. I'm not going to identify who they are or where they come from or how they organize. But because, of course, everything we talk about here is transmitted, listened to, recorded, and commented upon by the cabal. So part of what we do on this show and part of what we do all day long, Christine and I, is to talk to them. So we talk to the cabal. We talk to the people who are sending out the frequencies and thousands of them have literally just dropped what they were doing and come forward to be met and taken to safety. Now, this is not what anyone expected. We thought there were going to be arrests, everybody's going to be put in jail, but this is really merciful because waves and waves of people that have left the cabal were children who had been kidnapped and were trained and had been literally kept underground or kept separate from everyone else and were trained to work as slaves for the cabal. So all of our preconceived notions about who this is and what they're doing have really had to shift a great deal because these are not the hard-edged, cold, calculating masters entirely that we expected to find. Of course, there are a few of those, and many of those have come forward and said, I know what these frequencies are. I either helped to design them or I'm the one who gave the order for them to be used. And they've come forward and said, we want to help. We want to stop these frequencies because we hear what Christine is suffering. And we hear what Catherine is saying, and we believe that there really is a mother and father God, and that this really is time for this to end. And so now, I'm just giving you an outline. I think these are the things that Sananda and Mother and Ashtar will want to talk about. Now we have this brilliant group who are working to end the frequency weapons, to end the chemtrails, the dropping of the nanos and the parasites and the electronic gadgets that have been in our water, in our food, sometimes injected into things like meat. And as we ingest them in one way or another, they're used as transmitters and receivers to work with the frequencies. So I don't have the details about that, but we'll see what Sananda and Ashtar and Mother want to talk about, how much they want to tell us about it. But I can tell you, it's been everything we've experienced this week has been a surprise, including the fact that the frequencies are still even working. But each day they give us a little bit of information about what's happening and why and what they're facing. And it seems that this was just everywhere. Everywhere across the globe, there were installations. There were underground laboratories. There were like secret office buildings. There were but lots of underground installations. So during the week, Stanley and I, whose radio show you can hear from last Saturday, Friday night it was, Stanley and I crossed the globe, crisscrossed the globe, shutting down installations, thousands of them everywhere across the globe. Now the ones that are left are mostly pretty sophisticated by our standards, not by the standards of the Company of Heaven, the Galactics, but mobile units are still out there dodging, trying to come up with new ways of sending the frequencies that will allow them to put them out and not be detected, and or they move their mobile units, they're in airplanes, they're it's huge. So all week has been about shutting down these cabal installations. And it, in one way, it's just astonishing to see how much there is to do. And how much has already been accomplished. And how complex and intertwined and pervasive these things have been. So we feel all of you, we feel the light workers who are also working on various programs that many of you can't talk about. And that's partly why we're on the air talking about this stuff. So everyone else will know, those of you who are involved in the political systems or the monetary systems are often very in a very dangerous position, and you probably can't even tell your best friend what you're doing, but we want you to know we see you all. We know that there are light workers on the ground across the globe that are working flat out. Everyone is just making a tremendous effort. And it is working. We are literally lifting the entire planet. I can't see from where I am where the end point is, but I can see that huge things are happening. And they come to tell us, yes, keep going, it's working. Sometimes we don't even know why it's working or even what it's working, but they just keep saying, hang on, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, it's helping. So all of you, we know everyone is working hard on their mission. For some people, it's to be a monk and to meditate to bring the energies of light to the planet. For some people, it's to work under cover to help the with the Saint Germain and Kuan Yin projects. So there are many, 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 many who are just working flat out. So we send our love to all of them. We ask you to continue the meditations that you've done to help push us through the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern time. We do a joint meditation with everyone and ask them to focus and concentrate on helping us to push through the last bit of darkness. It's like a membrane that was that had encircled the globe. And we're literally pushing our way through it, raising our vibrations into the light. And with the more of us there are, the more powerful it becomes, the more effective it is. So we chose 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But if, you know, we could actually, since there are so many of us now who are concentrating, we might want to change that to 3 o'clock wherever you are, because then everyone's awake when it hits the 3 o'clock time wherever they are. So what do you think, Meg? What do you think, Christine? Would it be a good idea to shift it? Let's ask.
Well, I know that, and, you know, I always ask if I'm with a patient or otherwise engaged to have my alarm clock set on my phone to go off anyway. I'll just say, if I do it at 2:30 or 3:30, whenever, I said, Company of Heaven, please add these energies to the 3 o'clock meditation for any purposes. And, of course, it's already done. So, yeah, anything like that. It's always our intention, and it will always be added. So we'll see what they say.
Okay. So maybe we'll ask Sananda and Mother God if that would be effective. Just any meditation that everyone takes part in is tremendously powerful right now. So, by all means, we ask everyone to join in. So that's just my overview, excuse me, of what's happening on the earth right now and what's happening with us. And I did... I asked Sananda what he wanted to talk about, and they do flybys these days. They're so busy. We can feel it. They fly in, say hello, and Michael, of course, is always funny. He came, like, sliding in to home plate wearing his Superman outfit with a big S on his chest to make us laugh. He sends us these funny images to just keep our spirits up and tell us he's here. And, you know, they are working flat out. Everyone on the ground and everyone in the Company of Heaven is working just, they say, beyond 100%. So it is happening. It is moving. And I'm not going to say anything more. I'll let those that want to come through talk about it. But I just want everybody to know that we know how hard you're working, and we know how hard it's been. Because these frequencies are really a headache, I'd say. But it's not forever. And Mother and Father have promised us in their own words, when it's over, it's over. And we just keep saying that to each other. Christine says it at least once a day, and so do I. Remember, they told us, when it's over, it's over. So we're all headed into the relief from all of this and the new golden age energies, which are just thrilling and exciting and just so close we can taste it, where everything's just going to cascade into something more wonderful than we can even imagine. So that's my little introduction. So didn't have a chance earlier. I'm just going to get a drink of water, and I'm going to let you take over for a second. And I think the first one we have Sananda and Ashar both here. Let's see, who's going to come?
Oh, that's wonderful. We haven't heard from Ashar in a while. This will be really fun.
Right. Well, oh boy, have you been busy.
Yes.
So,
that's been fun. I was just thinking today, I was like, okay, time for an update. Let's hear. And so I was really glad to hear about the program. I think it's going to be fun. We always love updates when we can get them.
Mm-hmm.
So
and we
super.
Love to hear what's happening with you and your comments on the things we're talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, feel
wonderful.
Free.
Okay, thanks.
All right. So Nanda's saying he'll like he did last week, he can kind of MC for us.
Super.
And organize who comes first and what they're going to talk about.
All right. We'll let you connect with our beloved Sananda and get the show on the road. Welcome, Sananda. So happy you're here with us.
Hi, Meg. Well, yes, the show is on the road for sure. It's been a very exciting time. And as Catherine was saying, I can't say difficult for us because, of course, we have a wider view than you have, so we know what to expect more than you do. But still, there are always the variables. And this is the reason we can't give you predictions that are long-term. We can tell you what we see along your timeline. We can tell you when you've jumped a timeline, which then changes a lot of things. We can tell you what we expect is going to roll out. But there's always the free will factor and the human factor. So it's always possible that there will be a bump in the road or an obstacle that's created that can slow down our progress or speed up our progress. So there are always these variables that we have to take into account. Now, we have some pretty powerful computer models. We also have our own long-range view, so we can accurately predict what the outcome will be. And this one is fairly easy because mother and father have decreed long, long ago that this project would come to an end and that it would end in glory, which is why we've occasionally played the song, "This Train is Bound for Glory," because it is. We know that that is the ultimate outcome, that the darkness that has more than you really know has encircled this planet, has affected every part of life. You're beginning to see it is unfolding. And a lot of you are probably not aware of how much you've changed because it's been a gradual process. But think back to 2012, for instance. Think about how pervasive those ideas were. Aliens are dangerous. They're coming to attack. You still see it on the internet some, but not the way it used to be. It's not the caricature that we used to see everywhere. Of course, the cabal has tried to continue their mythology because they really don't want you to be talking with us and making plans with us and cooperating with us so closely. This is really very new. The way I'm talking with all of you, the way you're participating in this these projects, it's really very new that we've been able to work together so closely. And now with, it's very ironic, I'll give you a picture from our point of view. The ones who've come through from the cabal, for instance, most of them have been trained to be telepathic. And so, ironically, they have become the most powerful boots on the ground you can imagine. Because they talk with us constantly, they are working together and with the Ashtar Command so smoothly and seamlessly that it's as if we just created a whole new regiment of light workers. So this is why the title of this show tonight, Everyone is a Light Worker. Because some of the effective, I won't use any most more, you know, there's no such thing. Everybody does their own mission in their own way, and it, all of it's effective. But these folks are so well trained in telepathic communication that it's made our work very easy. They're able to take suggestions that we give them and use them to develop new ideas. They are learning very quickly. It's like boot camp. They are so newly released from the cabal and from the programming. Some of them, like Stanley, just exploded into his true nature, which is to be a light worker. And in fact, he is someone who you will learn much more about in the future. He is someone who agreed by contract to be taken into the cabal to learn their procedures, to be a working member, and then to escape and to use his knowledge to help us complete this project. And there were quite a number of light workers who have done that. So we now have a huge force of light workers, newly minted, who are working to dismantle the cabal programs. And they're the very ones who, some of them, helped to design these programs. Some were the ones who were executing the commands. They're efficient, they're effective, and they are humbled. Once they come to talk with Mother and Father, they are so astonished that there really is a company of heaven. They really do have a family of light who love them, who are kind, accepting, encouraging. So it's not as if they've experienced Judgment Day in the way they all expected. But since they volunteered, they've had to just fall into step with the most brilliant of the company of heaven who are helping, the brightest of the light workers on the ground who are helping to organize them, who are caring for them. So it has been a tremendous culture shock for them, of course, and that's part of their training. They are becoming pure light workers so quickly because they need to, in order to work together, in order to accomplish this goal of shutting down the matrix. They are first, when they come out, they're disoriented. They're in disbelief. Most of them crying tears of relief. And then once it really sinks in for them that this is real and they really are free, then they are filled with gratitude, filled with delight, and, well, the tears flow, I can tell you. And then they become so eager to help, so determined to try to make up for the things that they really were forced into doing. And so it's been a very emotional time, a very touching time. And for those of you who are hearing about it now, I'm sure a very surprising time, because many of you expected to just see, you know, angry, mean, terrible psychopaths. I grant you, there have been a few of those. But they have, at times, destroyed themselves in order not to turn themselves in. But the others come sailing through and are really able to almost turn on a dime, because they go to their hearts just as they were instructed. They go to their hearts, and what they discover is that they belong with us. They are light workers. It's in their nature, it's in their deepest part of their souls to join with us, to put their shoulder to the wheel, to help with this project, to make it all come true. And so, I'm describing these things to you, beloved ones, so that you will understand that one of our most brilliant teams of light workers are those who have just left the cabal and come to work with us. It's a great irony, is it not? It's what we hoped would happen. It's what we've all prayed for. And there are thousands and thousands. We have people coming out saying, I want to help with the children. I want to help take care of the I want to tell you about the NANOS program, because I was somebody who was engineering them or designing them, or I was in charge of organizing the programs that disseminated them. So we have everyone ranging from small children who'd been kidnapped to the highest levels of the executives of the cabal, members of the old families, the 13 families, as you've called them. Some of them the leaders who have been in charge of all these programs. But it's interesting, their organization doesn't work like we do. Many of them don't know what the whole story is. It's divided up into factions, and their responsibilities are sectioned off in such a way that few really have a picture of the whole. Unlike in the Company of Heaven, for instance, anyone who wants to have a picture of the whole will work toward learning that. Of course, it's a little different to know the picture of the whole universe or the whole multiverse. But if you want to, you can work to learn about those things. You're not stopped. You're not prevented. And so, of course, mother and father know, have the blueprint for everything. So this is what we're working to do now with this whole system that was set up. We call it the Matrix. It's a good description for it. And Catherine had a request from someone to please describe for new people what we mean when we talk about the Matrix. Well, it's a little complex. If many of you have seen the movie Interstellar, we recommended that because it does give a good picture of what the Matrix is about. And the movies about the Matrix were also very intuitive and correct in many ways. But I'll give you the kind of picture that I hope will help you to understand. Because the Matrix was designed to be an experiment in dark and light, it has the element of the dichotomies. But the Anunnaki, of course, have added the element of good and evil. So what we call the Matrix is really a psychological, spiritual, emotional, and ultimately physical entity. I call it entity because it is a living thing. It is given life by those who invest in it, who believe in it. And so it is really something like a hologram that has been created over the centuries by those who believed in the idea that darkness is power. And so it is an entire system of thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And the buildings and the institutions and the expressions of those thoughts and beliefs that have been created by the collective on planet Earth. Now you can hear it's a rather nebulous explanation, but as you're visualizing it as I'm talking, you'll see it comes to mind. The Matrix requires that human beings believe in it to exist. It requires that many, many people began to think in terms of the philosophy, the ideas, the attitudes and beliefs that were taught by the cabal. This is why we've spent the last several years putting out these messages to you through many of our channels. And of course, the ones that Catherine has brought forward are specifically designed to help you understand the scope and the psychological impact and the emotional effect that the Matrix has had on everyone. And little by little, you've learned to identify it, to see which really are the feelings and the thoughts that are of the light and which are the ones that were imposed upon you by the ones who intended to be destructive, to be dark, and to create a power structure in order to control others, in order to control planet Earth. That, of course, was the ultimate goal of building, designing, creating, and upholding the Matrix. This is what we have been, little by little, together, dismantling. And every time someone awakens on the surface, every time someone sees, oh, that act of cruelty is not something I want to support, they are contributing to dismantling the Matrix. Every time someone identifies a thought, like racism, for instance, or bigotry, or homophobia, or all of those, or religious bigotry, anytime someone identifies one of those destructive thought forms, points to it, and sees clearly this is an aberrant thought. This is a destructive idea. I refuse to put my energy behind it. I refuse to support it. I turn away. I raise my vibration, and I invest in kindness. That action itself is the most powerful way to dismantle the entire Matrix. Many initially, as we started what people have called the New Age, many light workers were saying things like, oh, you shouldn't look at those dark things. You shouldn't even think about it. It will bring you down if you think about it. This is not true, beloved ones. It is the act of seeing it, identifying it in yourself first and in others, and then turning away and choosing light, choosing kindness, forgiveness, love, appreciation, respect for one another. This is the power. Well, we'll call it power. It's not really a matter of power because that implies the Matrix ideas where having an influence over others is power. Let's call it strength. This is the strength of our light work program. And this is how we have, little by little, together, pulled the pins out from the connecting timbers that have held up this scaffolding that has been the matrix. It's why we've asked you to concentrate, to search deeply within yourself, to identify any thought, any feeling that is negative, that has a tinge of hatred in it, or condescension toward others, or anger. And this includes even, the hardest of all, even being resentful and angry and furious about the matrix. It's ironic, isn't it? And it's the hardest challenge of all, to truly go to your heart and to love it out of existence. This is what works, and this is what we are accomplishing together. Now, I am not saying what some people would, what the cabal wishes you to think about that statement. This does not mean you're going to be weak in the face of something that is abominable. Not at all. We link arms. We forge ahead. We call it what it is. And we refuse to support it. We establish the true connections between one another, the true communications, the love we feel for one another. This becomes the truth of the way we live. And as we do that, the matrix cannot withstand the bright light, the warmth, the connections that then become networks, that then are reflected in the grid and then surround the entire planet and begin to reverberate. This is what is happening now. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, the reverberation of light, love, belonging, connection is increasing. And that reverberation of love literally cancels out its opposite, which is darkness. So we cannot have a war against darkness. That's a nonsensical thought. You cannot fight it. You must overcome it within yourself. You must transcend it to the point where it becomes a no thing. There is a point beyond trust. There is a point beyond forgiveness, which is simply who we are. We act out of love because that is who we are. Not just because we decide it's a good thing to do at the moment, or not just because we want to be known that way to ourselves or to others. There is a place beyond forgiveness, beyond faith even, where you simply become love. And this is what is ending the long, long reign of darkness on planet Earth. You are brilliant. You are so loved. We look on you with wonder and delight to see how you grow every day, how strong you've been, how hard you've worked. And believe us, dear ones, it is working. And we love you beyond measure, beyond words, when we see how dedicated you've been, how hard you are working to make this happen. And sometimes you don't have the advantages we do. Sometimes you just keep on keeping on. And that, too, is a special kind of brilliance that we admire so enormously, knowing that you have a veil, knowing that you can't know what we know about the outcome, and yet you keep on. I wanted to just give you an outline of what's happening now, and to send you all my love. And our brother Ashtar is here. He'll give you more details about the programs he's organizing, about the way they're working, about how hopeful and excited he is, that we all are. Our hearts are just brimming over with excitement and anticipation and awe. You know, it's not so different for us. We feel great love. We feel sadness when you're hurting. We feel deeply when you're disappointed. And we feel so exhilarated and delighted and, yes, jumping for joy when we see your enormous successes and your devotion and your faith. We are closer every day, you and I. We communicate more deeply, more intimately, more closely every day. And it is thrilling to us. You can feel it, can't you? You feel our presence around you. You respond in ways that are much more accepting. You've begun to just take it for granted that we're there. That delights us so, because it's true. We're there for you. And when you are there for us, it creates another kind of magic. And so we are now entering a truly, truly exciting, thrilling time where more and more of you are consciously connecting with us, with each other, are aware of this fabulous project we're all involved in now. I just wanted to tell you how delighted I am, how thrilling it is for all of us, and how, well, we're in a place that is also beyond hope. We know. We know that it's happening because we see it. It's not that we're looking forward to wonderful times. We're living in wonderful times. And we're so glad that so many of you are joining us. I love you beyond words. I am your brother, Sananda. Namaste, everyone. Namaste.
Thank you, Sananda. That was wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
This is Catherine. Hi. Yeah.
That was a bonus.
It is closer and closer. I feel it. I feel it every day, too. They are so present. They're so just reaching out their hands to us all day long. And it feels so good to know that we're all working together. I want everybody to have the pleasure of that. So everyone who's listening, you have a special bird's eye view and a special invitation too, because you're hearing it, to come forward, reach out your hand, and hang on to them. And when you do that, you're helping to build what we call the rainbow bridge, the connection between us. It is wonderful to experience. It's wonderful to know how many more people are feeling this. I get lots of messages, of course, from people the messages have evolved and matured, and there's so many people now who write to me and say, I'm beginning to hear my higher self, and I can hear my twin flame talking to me. I'm even beginning to get phrases and images and words. So it is truly an exciting time. So I think next is Ashtar. We say this other times too. What a lineup.
Indeed.
So as we've gone through this, you know, we, Christine and I and you have also been very open with people about what we're experiencing and what we're feeling. And someone wrote to me last week and said, oh, Catherine, I can hear the exhaustion in your voice. I hope you're okay. And I said, yeah, I was tired. It is. We are tired. Of course, like everybody else who's working so hard, we're all tired. Yeah. But it's important that people know, yes, we're tired, but we're unbowed. You know, we're still excited. We're still thrilled to be doing this. And I really want to also acknowledge, while we have a moment, the people who have been so generous in supporting us, who've sent donations and who contact us to offer to join in or to be part of the solution. The generosity is so touching to me. And I just want to send out a thank you to all the people who've been so helpful. And it's made it possible for me to order another batch of books. So I apologize to people who have not gotten their books. We truly have been working 24 hours a day on this project. So it's made it hard to get the details of life organized. I have not forgotten. I know there are people who ordered books and haven't gotten them, and there have been some glitches in our program of how we do that. So I will be sorting through these things, and people will get their books, and I apologize for delays. It's not intentional, I assure you. But I just want people to know, yes, of course we're tired. Everybody's tired at this point. But it doesn't stop us, and it's just because we've been pedal to the metal, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing fine. Christine is, as we've said, is the point person for a lot of this. So we talked to the teams today. We have our Arcturian medical teams with us all the time, and they are so helpful. They tell us what to eat, and remind us to keep drinking more water. They remind us what's in the refrigerator and what we should have for dinner. They're so attentive and helpful and kind. And they're also becoming very funny, too. They reminded us earlier this week that they, the Arcturians, are also learning from this whole project. And they said they've had a flood of new requests from people who've been listening to the shows. And what did he call it? A team leader said something about us being the promotion team. That's bringing them in. Huge numbers of people who are contacting their Arcturian teams, which is wonderful. They are delighted and so eager to work with everyone to help with this really difficult time physically. And they've trained for it for thousands of years, and they really want to help. So they're part of the galactic team that's helping us now. A very important, close, up close and personal part of the galactic team that's here to help us. So they're chuckling now. I can see them. They're all listening, and they're going, okay, get ready, folks. We're going to get another whole slew of requests, and we are... they're so funny. They put on their jackets when they're ready, you know, to show that there's their message to us. Okay, we've got our jackets on. We're ready to go. So they just showed us their blue jackets. They're lined up in their teams, and they're ready. So call on them. They love to hear from us. So that was a little plug for the Arcturian team. And they're just pleased and laughing and delighted. So I'm going to step aside again and let Ashtar come through, because we want to hear his, I think he'll give us some details about what they're all doing. And that's all right. Mm-hmm. And then I hope we'll have a few minutes to hear from Mother God, too, before we end the show.
Oh, we would love that.
All right, so.
You ready?
I'm going to step aside. Ashtar always comes swooping in with high energy, so get ready.
All right, wonderful. Well, okay. We look forward to hearing from our dear brother Ashtar. It's been a while, and I know you have been busy, but we want to hear a little bit, so welcome.
Hello, dear Sister Meg. How are you?
This is Ashtar. Very good. We're so glad you're here.
Well, yes, we are beyond busy. There is no description for how many places we have to be at once and how many programs we have running at the same time. It has been, how can I describe it? It's just been a waterfall of people and assignments and programs that we're organizing and sorting. And so all of this that Catherine and Sananda have been describing tonight has fallen under the Galactic Command. The Galactic Federation, of course, is overseeing all of this technological advancement that's going on right now, the dismantling of the Matrix. We have teams on the galactic side working with the teams on the ground, which we had, of course, already established. But this week, especially in the past couple of weeks, these folks that are coming through from the cabal, who have offered themselves to work, are, well, of course, we had to organize the teams of light workers on the ground to help rescue them, to find safe houses for them, to organize their care, and especially some of, there's so many who are young, so many who were so hurt by their experience in the cabal and have needed real nurturing and care. And so those groups of people have been organized under the Ashtar Command. Probably by next week I'll be able to describe to you where they came from, who they are, how they organized themselves. You're going to be surprised. Many of them may be your neighbors. These are devoted, beautiful people who are working so hard to keep this whole enormous project moving. So you know we have committees and groups and councils overseeing each element of this process. The ones who are working on the financial systems, the ones who are working on the technologies, the ones who are working on the social interventions and so on, the medical teams like the Arcturians, all of us are organized in such a way. Let's see if I can compare it to what you're used to. You might think of it as the best form of a huge corporation with different departments. But the difference with us is that we all cooperate with one another. We all gladly work together with one another. There is no competition. There is no conquest. But we have to divide ourselves up into councils and groups of people because that's more effective, and it also offers for everyone who takes part in our organizations to bring forth their gifts, to do the things that are best suited for them. So it's a very creative, very fluid process, and there are now millions, of course, millions of people, billions of galactic beings involved in these, in this effort. So the ascension of planet Earth is a multi-leveled, multifaceted, enormous organism, with everyone working together, everyone moving their piece. And so, as Sananda just said, there is a resonance that's created. Often, people who are working in one area don't even know about the groups of people working in other areas, but you're beginning to sense it because the news is coming out. For instance, you've all heard about the Keshe Foundation and the wonderful technological advances that they're making. Many people were completely unaware of those things, but they have been working for years, quietly, with great dignity and concentration and great heart. Just as each of these pods or pockets or facets of our light organizations have been working so diligently. And now it's so exciting because there's starting to be this opening up where people are learning about these other groups who've been working all along. And you may not have even known about it, but there they are. It's coming to the fore. In the coming weeks, I'll be able to describe to you who the other groups are and how their work is affecting what you're doing. I'll use the example of the groups that are coming through now from the Cabal. They've touched our hearts so deeply. And for many, in a very startling way, I know it's a surprise to a lot of you to learn that many of those who are coming through now were light workers who a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, weren't even aware of their own contracts, that they had risked their lives to embed themselves in the dark networks so that they would be there now at this time of this great unfolding. So when you are inclined to think about the Cabal as some single organization or unit that should be condemned, I beg you, some of these people are your own sons and daughters, your soul mates, your family. And they are coming now to bring their knowledge, their wisdom, and their great hearts to put the piece of the puzzle that they carry within them into place that will complete this project, this great project, which is the ascension of planet Earth. And we cannot do it without dismantling this entire matrix, as Sananda described it. And these beautiful light workers come forward with the key that they carry. And they come to us, and we have something like what you might call a clearinghouse. We're clearing through all these their names, their talents, their abilities, their history, and helping them to organize themselves. And then they volunteer. They volunteer for the project that is the very one for which they carry the key. It is a magnificent unfolding, and it is not what anyone talked about or expected before. No one on the ground really understood this. And of course, we couldn't talk about the fact that there were light workers embedded in every program, every part of the matrix. They are coming forward now, and they are brilliant. As Catherine said earlier, they turn on a dime and show their true hearts. Their talents, their abilities are magnificent. And they are, each one of them, is exactly the person we needed. Exactly the one who could offer an answer their energy, their knowledge, their wisdom. None of it, dear brothers and sisters, none of it is what you thought it was. It is not a simple picture. There are layers upon layers of truth and great light, excitement, celebration. Oh, we are celebrating every day. And we want to share our celebration with you. I can tell you, this is the most thrilling time that any of us have ever lived through. Those of us in the company of heaven, and you on the ground, if you open your hearts and are aware of what's happening now, you will feel the excitement and the wonder of it all working. This is not one incident or one moment that's going to happen to you or that's going to happen to planet Earth or one thing that's going to happen to all humanity. No, not at all. We are creating this moment by moment, all of us together. And it is the most thrilling, wondrous creation. As Sananda has said before, and Michael is fond of saying, we are literally co-creating on the edge of creation. This has never been done before. Beloved brothers and sisters, open your hearts, open your eyes, and see the truth of what is happening now. Nothing is what you thought it would be. Isn't that thrilling? Nothing is as simple as you might have thought it would be. Isn't that a wonder? Nothing is simply black or white, good or bad. Nothing is simple. Isn't that thrilling? Yes, it is a wonder. It is a wonder of creation that we are all taking part in right now. I invite you, brothers and sisters, to celebrate with us, to celebrate the process, the experience of it. This is not just about the end point. There is no end point. We will go on after the ascension. Of course we will. It's all in motion. You are all in motion. The entire universe is in motion. None of it is simple. And every one of you is a vital link in this complex and thrilling and evolving and growing being that is us. We say to you, we are one. And it is true. You are working side by side with us. Our thoughts merge. Our instincts become one. Our hope creates. It is a wondrous thing. And soon, of course, we're organizing the landings now. We're planning for it. It will be thrilling. It will be more fun than you could ever have imagined. And of course we can't do it until everything has been prepared, until the people on the surface are ready to celebrate with us. And it is happening now. It's coming. You've seen the ships in the skies. There are pictures on the internet of the beautiful city that appeared in China. None of this is an accident. It's all part of the evolution. It's all part of the building of excitement and happiness and love. Well, I hope I've given you part of the picture. I can't yet give you all the details, of course, but when your mentors come, you will hear all of it. And we are giving you this information week by week, a little more each week, to give you the picture of how things are developing. And there will come a time when all of it is open to you, is a completely open book, when there is no more veil, and therefore there are no more hidden truths. It's not that we're hiding them, it's that you simply can't see it yet. And oh, how exciting it is to us to watch this unveiling, literally, and to see you all awakening with awe and feeling the inspiration that we're feeling. Watch the sunsets. Watch the sunrises. Look at the stars and speak to us. Call to us. We're here. We hear you. We rejoice every time one of you calls to us. Don't be shy. We hear you. Truly, we do. We only ask that you keep evolving, keep listening, keep reaching. And you're learning. You're learning to hear us more and more. You're all becoming channels. Isn't that exciting? It is a way of life that we're all evolving toward together. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time tonight because I know Mother God wants to come and talk to you too, and it's always such a delight and a pleasure to hear from Mother God. It is the balm to our souls. We feel the same way you do. It delights us and warms our hearts and expands our feeling of awe and inspiration every time Mother speaks. So, I'll say namaste and salute to all of my brothers and sisters. And I'll turn this talking stick back over to you, dear Meg.
Yes.
Beloved sister. And I'll let
Thank you
come through and introduce Mother.
Oh, lovely.
Astra, thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. And thank you in particular for all the your amazing work and all the ways you're helping us, for taking time out. Thank you. And welcome. Dear Mother, are you with us?
Oh, hello, dear. Yes, I am. This is Mother God.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, Ashtar was right. I can feel your heart, dear, in a way that you are expanding. You are so open and so aware and so loving. It is such a delight to us when we feel that, when we feel you, our children, opening your hearts to us, it creates this fabulous, beautiful rainbow bridge. And it just tickles us when we feel that heart connection with you. Oh, it is. It is a wonder. So many of you. I can see your pillars of light beaming upward toward us. And we reach down to you just as you reach to us. This is strengthening our rainbow bridge every day, every moment, every time one of you opens your heart and says, "Welcome, Mother God," the way our dear Meg just did. Every time someone does that, we all grow in love and delight. Yes, Father and I as well expand. You know, your scientists tell you the universe is expanding. Well, they are absolutely right. It's because all of us, every being, every consciousness, is expanding and evolving and growing and reaching. It is in your nature as souls to grow, to expand in your love, and to reach out, just as it is in our nature. You have been told you were created. Well, you are not only made in our image. That's a bit too simple. As Ashtar has reminded everyone, it's not as simple as you think. Yes, you are created in our image. All of you together, every one of you individually, carries the essence of Mother and Father God in your heart. It is the spark of life. It is what you were born with. And each one of you is unique. Every single being is unique. Of course, there are similarities. Many of you carry many different elements that are of us. You all carry variations and exquisite combinations of qualities. And what a delight it is when you encounter someone, whether they be human or of the animal kingdom, when you encounter another and you look at them truly and you say, "Ah, look at those interesting, brilliant qualities that this person has, or that this being emanates." Now, I ask you to start a new program for yourself, a new kind of meditation, perhaps. Call it whatever you like. It will be a focus, a special way of looking at each other. I ask, as we take the final steps to dismantle this entire matrix system and replace it with what is growing beneath it, around it, in spite of it, because of it, whatever. All of it growing and evolving like a flower blooming. I ask that you use the particular focus that I'm going to describe for you. It is the way that we look at you. Catherine once described when she felt Father's presence, and when Father invited her into his essence to see what he sees and to feel what he feels. And she said later what she experienced when she looked around. And it was a lovely way of describing it. It's what I want you all to focus on now. She said, I see what Father sees. She said, I look around and I say, oh, that's my favorite child. And that's my favorite tree. And that's my favorite friend. And that's my favorite child. And that one. And that one. And that's my favorite puppy. And there's my favorite cat. Oh, and this one too. This is my favorite too. You see, this is how we see you. Every single one of you has qualities that are wondrous to us. We joke sometimes about how we find you adorable. Now, that is not a condescending way of looking at you. It's the way you feel when you see a baby. And you want to just put your face on that baby's cheek and hug the baby and admire the baby. And you can't take your eyes off this beautiful little creature who is beautiful and touches your heart. This is how we feel about every one of you. Every single one of you is completely unique to us. We know you. We know your heart. We were there when you were created, when your beautiful soul came into being. We've watched you through all of your incarnations, all of your encounters and difficulties and challenges. We see the combinations you've established for yourself. For instance, when you designed your contract to come here, you had a great deal to say about it, you know. What kind of body you would have, what kind of life trajectory you would have, what your mission would be, every one of you. Yes, even your cats and dogs and your horse and your bird and the wild ones in the trees, in the forests, in the grasses. Everyone has a mission. And created a mission for themselves in the light. So each one of you is a light worker. It's not something you have to learn or something you have to earn, a title you need to take upon yourself or a project you have to design and execute. No. Each one of you is made of light, is filled with the energy and the inspiration of love. And therefore, each one of you is a light worker. Even those who became caught up in the darkness, who became caught up in the cabal and its dastardly ways, those who were taken over by the Anunnaki programs and who enlisted with the reptilians and so on, all of you were born as light workers. And this is why we say all the souls must be saved, because every single one of you were born in the light. Whether you realize it or not, whether you've awakened yet or not, we know. We know who you are. We know your essence. And each and every one of you are a treasure to us. You are precious. And you are an integral part of this enormous, complex, and thrilling project that we are all involved with. And there is not one of you that is less involved than any other, because each of you carry the key that you dedicated yourself to carry, that will be a part of this great and glorious expression of love and light. That is the ascension, not only of planet Earth, but of the entire multiverse. And you, beloved ones, Earth humans, are the ones who are leading this. You are the inspiration. You are the glowing example of how beings can evolve to come out of the darkest of dark places. And like a rocket, you discover your light worker self, you discover your heart and your soul and your connection to us, and you, my beloved children, you, my beloved child, the child of my heart, you are the answer. You are the solution. And you are the creator who is making this wonderful new golden age true. I admire you all. I send you my love as I ask you to see each other. You are unique. When your eyes fall upon another being, say to yourself, ah, my brother, my sister, you are beautiful. You are a light worker. Whether you know it or not, you, in your heart, in your soul, are my sister, my brother, my fellow light worker, and I cannot but love you because we are the same. All of us, I, Mother God, Father, who is here with me? He smiles, and his energy comes through my words. Because we are one. We beam down upon you our great love. And now, we ask you to do the same. Look around you. See what has been created. Some of it is of great beauty. Look upon the beauty. Admire it. Let it feed your heart and your soul. Look upon the beauty in all of the others around you. Let it inspire you. And when you do that, it not only brings out the best in the people around you, it helps to ignite their spark. And so you see, you are a light worker. By using your own intelligence, your own inspiration, just in the way you look upon the others around you, you are creating connections. You are expanding the great network of light. And you, my dear children, are becoming the light worker that you intended to be. You are all becoming, stepping into your greatness, experiencing the impulses of inspiration and creativity that is creation. Child of my heart, we are one. Be with us. Take our hand. You reach up. Feel us. We are reaching to connect with you. Build your pillar of light. Let us pour our honey love down on you every minute of the day, so that when you go out into your world and you look around you, you will be feeling what we feel. We look at you, and all we can think is how much we love you. We feel it every moment. You're never alone. Our love is always surrounding you. Just allow yourselves to let us embrace you. And now, remember your assignment. Dear ones, look around you and say, oh my, look, that being is a light worker. That insect that just flew through my window is a light worker. The cat that curled up at my feet is here to do their mission of light work. The birds that sing in the morning are light workers. Isn't that clear? They announce the light coming. Now, I leave you with this special assignment. And as you do it, the more you do it, the more you become Mother and Father God. I leave you with this wish, this hope, this design to bring yourself and those around you great happiness. I challenge you to do it all day long, and you are going to be amazed at how delightful your days will be. I love you, one and all. One and all. I am your Mother God.
Thank you, Mother. Namaste. Thank you for coming and sharing your beautiful message. It touched us so deeply.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mother. Thank you all. Oh, and I realize it's time for us to say good night.
Oh, what a lovely night. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we're getting the warning that our time is running out.
Perfect timing. They were watching
too.
Oh,
my, yes. Thank you, Mother. That was really perfectly timed. Well, thank you, Meg. Thank you, Sananda and Ashtar and everybody. We will be here again on Wednesday. And we'll say good night to everyone. Good night, Meg.
Good night, Catherine. Good night, Christine. Good night, everyone. Thank you for being with us. And happy
so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.